This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The current legislative session in Little Rock is something like the month of March. In like a lamb, out like a lion. The first weeks were slow, but we have had a flurry at the end. To help us keep up, Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net joins me on the phone. Roby, is it correct we've got a flurry at the end?
Yeah, to me, it's a little bit more reminiscent of Groundhog Day. It just keeps playing over and over and over and over again. Yeah, there's been a lot of action here in these final days, supposedly final days of the legislative session.
Well, to be fair, when you and I first talked way back in early January, some people thought this might be a quiet session. But you did point out there would be a lot on the table. And so far, a lot has been discussed. Budget, highways, things like that.
Yeah, it has been a pretty busy and an active session. There was a big to-do list for this legislature, from everything from their normal functions of balancing the budget to a lot of tax cut talk, and that has certainly materialized in a lot of different forms. Highway program, the health care implementation at the state, which is tripping up here at the end. And then congressional redistricting, as well as prison reform. So there were some really, really big to-do items on the list. And they've gotten through some of the big ones. They still have two big ones remaining.
Well, you mentioned health care, and we all knew that that could be something that would be very contentious. Not many people were using the words insurance department back in January. Not many people thought funding the insurance department would be one of the controversial things.
Well, you know, of course, I'll pat myself on the back for saying I knew that it would come that way. But, I don't think anybody really understood how it would kind of play out. But the state insurance department has the regulatory authority to implement federal health care reform at the state level. So the funding for that implementation program is coming through the insurance department. It's a $1 million federal grant. That will help set up these health insurance exchanges, which are basically the Travelocity of health insurance. Consumers can go to it and compare and shop for different health care plans and rates. And because of the political dynamics of health care reform, it is, it's a dirty word to conservative voters. They are opposed to it at the federal level. They don't want anything to do with it here at the state level. And with the way that Arkansas's laws are set up, and a budget appropriation bill has to get a supermajority of 75 votes in the House of Representatives, and I think it has to get 27 in the Senate. We're still down in the House end trying to get that supermajority of 3/4. They've gotten to 70, but they're having trouble getting to 75, so that budget is held up.
What happens if the 75 votes never materialize in the House?
Well, you know, things could kind of cut a couple of different ways. The minority, primarily of Republicans, there's one Democrat that is opposed to it as well, have said if you'll take the $1 million out of the bill, we'll pass the whole $154 million insurance department budget. They don't have a problem with any other part of the insurance department budget. The governor and insurance department commissioner Jay Bradford say, look, we're under a federal mandate until Congress repeals health care or the U.S. Supreme Court overturns health care to go forward with this. And I think that there is a sentiment, too, that regardless of what happens with federal health care reform, a lot of states have looked to doing these health insurance exchanges regardless of whether or not the federal government wants them to or not. In some states, such as Utah, for example, a very conservative state, they have done this, but primarily used private health insurance dollars to set it all up. So if it doesn't pass, you could have the governor take a principled stand and say they chose not to fund the insurance department. We're shutting that down, which would shut down the criminal investigation unit, the consumer protection unit, all of the licensing. You'd have companies in as small as one-man health insurance companies, as well as Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Farm Bureau, the big giants, not be licensed to do business in this state. That's kind of the threat that the governor is using. On the other hand, like I said, the Republican minority has said, just take that $1 million out and we're fine with it. But the governor and insurance commissioner don't feel that that's an option.
Well, I mean, is someone finally going to, I hate to use the cliche blink, but someone's going to have to do something. The alternative seems, I don't know, catastrophic or certainly dramatic.
Yeah, I think this is a real big political game of chicken right now. I'm not sure who is going to back down first. We have seen, initially, the first time this bill came up for a vote, it only received 53 votes and needed 75. So you've had 17 Republicans change their mind on their initial vote on this because they do understand that that they're holding up this budget process, and that while they don't like it, they're holding their nose and voting for it. They've agreed, I guess, in principle, that the governor's position is enough for them to say, we made a statement, but we've got to get this done to continue to function as state government. But a lot of these other legislators who are voting against it, they are their first-timers, most of them, and they ran on a platform of opposing federal health care reform, and they feel that that's what swept them into office, and it's what their constituents are telling them, that they want them to stop health care any way possible, and I don't see them budging on this.
Well, moving from that to another conversation-inducing topic, the redistricting. The plan to extend that curved, what people are calling the Fayetteville finger, the fourth into Northwest Arkansas, that has been altered somewhat. People can see the revised map at talkbusiness.net. Do you think we'll have resolution on that within the next day?
Well, I wouldn't put my next paycheck on that. I really don't. I think it is going to be very, very, very dicey whether or not they've got 51 votes in the House to move that forward. And if they do, I'm not sure they have a majority of votes in the Senate to make that happen. And it certainly has to go through a Senate committee, although it could be extracted from that committee, the State Agencies Committee, which is split 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats. And there does not seem to be any support for that plan among the Republicans in the Senate. So I think that that is going to be a very dramatic vote take place later today in the House. We'll see if it moves forward from there. The interesting thing about that whole congressional redistricting debate is the adjournment resolution that the legislature has put together allows them to come back into session to finish their business up at the very end to deal with congressional redistricting. So they could, if they could get the budget stuff taken care of before Friday, before tomorrow, they could adjourn without a congressional redistricting plan and spend the next couple of weeks trying to work it out privately and come back in on the final day when they sine die and officially adjourn, and they could deal with it then. It would be pretty unprecedented, but that possibility exists, and I kind of think they may wind up doing that if they can't find at least a small majority of votes to move the plan forward.
Of course, discussion about the redistricting is a hot topic here up here in the 3rd District. Any idea whether people in the 1st or 4th are paying as much attention or any attention to the redistricting?
I don't think they're paying as much attention as people in Fayetteville are, obviously, because it has been the centerpiece of this Fayetteville to the 4th plan, the Fayetteville finger, the redrawn map we saw yesterday takes it back through the pig trail, which coins the phrase the pig trail gerrymander. I kind of even think it looks like the Fayetteville crooked finger now because it's got a little hook to it. So it's not getting as much attention in other parts of the state as it is up in Fayetteville. But if you're in one of these counties, it's kind of on the border that's either going to be split or moved into another congressional district. There are some people coming up to the Capitol and testifying when these bills are presented, typically in opposition to it. Nobody likes change. And so, it's certainly been a hot topic of debate this week. It's been for weeks up there in Northwest Arkansas, and I think it will continue for the next couple of days. And if they can't resolve it, I think it may be a topic of debate for some weeks to come.
Roby Rock is the editor and publisher of TalkBusiness.net. Follow the page today. I'm sure there will be some updates as you continue to spend the day at the Capitol, right?
I'm hoping that we can find a few other things to talk about today. But, yes, congressional redistricting and this insurance department bill will certainly be something we'll be monitoring.
Thanks, Roby.
You're welcome, Kyle.